TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, another major story in last night's game wasn't just the ending. It was the fact that Malik Monk wasn't a part of it. Not only was he not a part of the ending, he wasn't a part of the beginning or the middle or virtually anything. And the camera, of course, caught him a couple of times as Drape said, I remember I wasn't really aware we were leaving the Christmas party and I was trying to, you know, just kind of stream it through the speaker until we got home. And it was right when I walked in that I think Mark had said we'd be remiss if we didn't mention Malik Monk hasn't checked into this game. It was still the first half, but Malik hadn't checked in and I thought, okay, it's clear that he was healthy. Nothing happened. And that's, I think, shortly before Jason Anderson's tweet went up about he's not a part of it. He's not being held out. He's not a part of a trade package. This is a coaching decision. And I think when Jason Anderson tweeted that, it became clear Malik's not playing today. And as that camera caught him, you know, when they were down to the comeback to everything, it feels like, you tell me if I'm maybe off base with this, Malik was told he wasn't playing last night.
That's, yeah.
Like, we saw Keon, DeMar, and Russ all played 30-plus minutes last night. That was by design. It wasn't like, oh, we were in the flow of the game, and here's what happened, and we just didn't call his number. Like, I thought it was clear during the game. Malik was told, hey, tonight's not your night, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I take from it as well. And much like you just mentioned, the way he was on the bench, the way he was still engaged, still locked in, it looked to me, number one, like you said, as if somebody was like, you're not playing tonight. And Malik, I don't know if he agreed or not, but he was fine with it, accepted it, and went on about supporting his teammates. And maybe reading a little bit more into it, that maybe the organization has talked to him about, yeah, we're going to start to push forward with trying to get you out of here. Now, he might play 30 minutes tomorrow night. I don't know, but
I mean, Doug said, felt. Doug, I don't know that he can say otherwise. I don't know that he can say, no, Malik's done. He's not playing anymore. Mm-hmm. He did say, well, no, this wasn't permanent. This is just the move we made for tonight. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't know what else he can say. I don't know that he can sit up there and go, yeah, no, Malik's career as Kings is over.
And you're right. And I don't think this is something that should happen with Malik Monk, so to speak. I think he should be a every game playing type guy. But we've seen this with Keon Ellis, though. Keon Ellis doesn't play a game and then plays 24 minutes the next game.
Yeah.
So maybe that's something that, that Doug does on a regular basis with some of those rotational guys. Some of the guys that aren't like the top guys, some matchups he'll have them playing, some nights he'll have them playing, some nights they'll get the DNP CD. So I don't know where Malik falls in that, though.
What do you think of the way Keon played last night?
I thought it was good. I thought he was okay.
Fine.
Yeah. He played like an NBA player, like a rotational NBA player, somebody that.
Situational or no?
I think he's a little bit more.
I was being a smart ass. Like, you don't have to answer
Well,
that.
You're not the only one that asked that question.
Well, I'm very much not. You know what I mean? But
I still think he's a little bit more than that, but he was cool. Like, he was, and that's what I think he is a lot of the time. He's a cool player. I think more times than not, he's a cool to difference maker type of guy. Rarely do I see him, if ever, take away from the team. I know sometimes the fouling, sure. Sometimes, you know, missed assignments and stuff like that. I think I look at those things as they happen to everybody.
Six steals last night.
Man, that was special. Six steals,
yeah.
That's special.
There were other changes too. They moved Precious. Precious started, you know, they had the Zach LaVine situation still going on. That's going to, it appears, go on for, you know, another week or so. Keegan Murray started at the three. DeMar, you know, moved. You had Max and Precious both in there. Max, obviously we're going to talk a lot about Maxi Reynaud, the game he had last night. He was really, really good last night.
He was.
Really, really good. And, you know, we could get to this conversation later, but Doug's going to have to find a way to make sure he gets minutes when DeMontis Sabonis mm-hmm. comes back, whenever the hell that might be, because no one seems to know what's going on with DeMontis Sabonis.
No.
Which they actually acknowledged, I think, on the broadcast last night.
Mark was killing it last night. I enjoyed Mark, our guy, the Louis Vuitton Don, Mark Jones. I even enjoyed him. Did you catch him at the end of the game where he stood up? He was, because they were on the baseline. They were right next to the Kings bench, him and Katie. Mm-hmm. And he stands up for DeMar's shot. Like, he was already standing up as they're coming out of the timeout. And that's how he broadcasted it, standing up. And then after the Denny play happens, they go, oh, they called a foul. They called a foul. And Mark is standing up, and he's pointing at Mark Davis.
Oh,
he's
like,
he called a foul. He's pointing at him. And I just got a kick out of that, like seeing him standing up and pointing at Mark Davis while he's broadcasting the game. That had me chuckling a little bit. But, yeah, they did kind of.
You know, the other part is they called it late.
Hella late.
The buzzer went off.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're in Portland. Ah. I didn't notice that last night, because when there's that commotion on the floor, like they couldn't have called a foul. What did they do? And then Mark does the, you know, they called a foul, and you see Russ's reaction, and then you see DeMar's reaction, and they're looking around like, I think that's why I thought DeMar was the other defender on the play, not Keon, because DeMar, the camera caught DeMar's reaction with Russell Westbrook when they're like, what was the foul? I heard the whistle this morning when I watched it a second time. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're watching it, and it's like, all right, let's watch the Kennedy assassination again here and see what happens. Jesus. And you know, the play happens, and the lights go off, the whole thing, and you see, you know, Mark Davis. It's like, wait, hold up. Now I'm like trying to, and this was I was watching it on the Peloton, trying to get my run in, and so I'm like, all right, hold up. Hold this back. And like, yeah, they blew the whistle late when the shot didn't go in.
Crazy. Shout out Jess in the chatty house. She's right. Oh, I got the wrong comment. But Whoops. She says,
wow.
The beam was already lit. They lit the beam, had to take it.
Is that
turn
a shoot?
It off. No, I don't think.
Oh,
that really
oh.
But they hit the That'd beam.
Be crazy.
Had to turn it off.
Premature beam. Hey, hey, what can you do, man? Sometimes you just can't control it. Sometimes that beam gets lit.
Oh man, but that was a super late call, man.
Yeah,
super
late.
And that's just frustrating. I mean, like, there's obviously people who were like, nah, that's the best case scenario. Like, they still lost. They played well.
Good loss?
I'm not going to go that far. You see, I didn't say the verbiage. I didn't say the same verbiage.
Thank you.
But there's people who think that that was the best case scenario last night. Understandable. I'm not going to argue with that. But I look at those players, and I thought they really they gave their all to try to win that game.
I understand where we are at. I understand where the fan base is at. I understand where the franchise is at. I do not like watching them lose basketball games. Like, yeah. I'll never enjoy that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I get it. I promise. I get it. I just don't enjoy it, man. It's mm-hmm. not fun, especially games like that mm-hmm. where it's like at least, you know, they're down 18. They lose by 18, 20. I could come in here and, like, be, like, mad. Mm-hmm. Now I'm mad for an entirely different reason.
Right.
But it's like, no, I'm not mad because, oh, I want them to win all of the games that they can't. It's mad because, like, you can't lose a game like that.
Right.
And like I said, I just don't think I'll ever get used to, I can't root for them to lose. If they lose, they lose. But I can't go, all right, guys, that was a good one. I got to watch Max play, had a career night, all this, blah, 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 blah. And they lost. All right, man.
Yeah, I feel like, the same.
Again, I get it. Just not my thing.
I feel the same way. You know, another thing that we saw in that game.
No. Sorry, Filthy. Being a Raider fan, you get used to watching your team lose. I understand, my brother. And shout out to all the Raiders and Kings fans. Y'all are living
Ooh.
A hell of a life out there.
Oh, tough. Might be A's fans, too.
Ooh.
It's crazy. DeMar DeRozan is cold.
Hey.
And DeMar DeRozan, I know people talk crazy about DeMar DeRozan in the city sometimes. Crazy. DeMar DeRozan can go to a team, and hopefully he does, and swing a series. DeMar DeRozan is still cold. Like, he is a guy today that you go to when the game is in crunch time, and he will deliver.
I don't disagree.
I hope he gets that opportunity. You know what I mean? Go to Cleveland, go to the, I don't know if the Clippers will get there, but you know what I mean? Like, go somewhere where he can play in the playoffs this year and he can swing a series. And I always thought it was crazy, like, the venom that people would have for DeMar and his style of play and all this other stuff. The year and a half he's been here. Because he's a difference maker on the right team. It's not his fault the Kings aren't good.
Maybe DeMar was misdirected anger.
Maybe so, for sure.
Because you said it, he's a difference maker on the right team. Mm-hmm. This clearly isn't it. Mm-hmm. This isn't the right team. But last night's game reminded me of that Mavericks game last year where he's like, we're winning this game.
And he does that a lot. We talked about it last year. I know we got to go, but we talked about it last year. He had way more Mavericks games than Pelicans games. And people will go, remember when he missed like the last five in the Pelicans?
Yeah.
Oh, see, selfish ball and all this other stuff. Bro, it was like 7-1, the type of games he'd have that would win it for you and be clutching the fourth
and
quarter.
And I think those are two extremes. The Mavericks game is an extreme. The Pelicans game is an extreme. He's really good, you know, in terms of being in the middle of those two dynamics and being a really good basketball player. It's just a shame that they couldn't get a win last night with the performance that he had. We'll get back to the Kings for sure. We'll take a look at the NBA. Our man Eddie Gonzalez is going to be with us in an hour. Always such a pleasure to talk to Eddie. But we're going to shift our attention. Whew. Talk about incredible finishes last night. Big time games last night where there was one on Amazon Prime that has set the faithful up for an incredible 3 weeks ahead. KC wrote on the board, the 49ers will be the one seed. And I think he's right. But there's a caveat.
Huh?
I'll explain. It's Dealing with Casey on ESPN 1320.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, word on the street is Dusty Baker is going to be at a Baker Family Wines tomorrow. If you want to go grab... it's not the only word on the street. Word is them bottles are going to be on sale. So if you're looking for a last-minute gift, man, head over to Baker Family Wines in West Sacramento. Not in Napa, not in Alameda County, none of that. It is right here in the city, Industrial Boulevard, West Sacramento. Baker Family Wines right there. If you're looking for the 755, if you're looking for that dark rosé we talk about all the time, if you're looking for any of the bottles that we have talked about here on this show, they are available at the tasting room where Dusty Baker will be tomorrow. So go by, grab your bottles. They're on sale at Baker Family Wines. You can learn more about them at bakerfamilywines.com. We're talking about winding down 2025. Said this yesterday, man. One of my, if not my favorite thing of 2025 is our partnership with Dusty Baker.
Yeah, absolutely, incredible.
Man,
it's special. It's special, man. And if you go down there and you see Dusty Baker, say hello.
Mm-hmm.
He will say hi back. Maybe have a conversation with you, man. He's the nicest guy. The nicest guy.
Dusty will talk to you like you are his oldest and dearest friend in the world. I'm dead serious. I am not kidding. Wrapped up the company party last night in Kings Blazers dominated my attention. But, man, was it a joy to wake up and watch that football game last night. Oh, my goodness. The Sam Darnold story was being told. He was going to get eviscerated for what happened last night. Until he wasn't. Until he wasn't. A lot of takeaways last night, but this is your moment. This is what you called for. Seahawks got the one. You were a huge Seahawks fan yesterday.
Yeah, 12.
I'm a 12. We have isolated. Go Seahawks. It's going to be a miserable week 18 for you. I promise you that. But the Seahawks got the dub, and now the 49ers are in control of their own destiny.
Oh, man, it was so.
As are the Seattle Seahawks.
That's true. That's true.
I think the only team that's not is the one that lost last night.
That's right. That's right. Man, so many takeaways. First of all, I was locked into this game.
It's fantastic.
Full transparency mode. I come home from the holiday party. You know, I'm listening to the football game, and I come home, tell the wife, I said, look, man, hey, let me turn on the end of the game. I think it was like 6-7 minutes left. Sat there.
How much?
Six, seven minutes left.
That joke does not make it to 2026, I promise.
6 or 7 minutes left. And I said, hey, you know, they had something on, or they didn't have the TV. I said, can I turn on the game to watch the end of it real quick? Sure. Watch the rest of the game. Watch the overtime. I'm locked in. I went out last night for some 102.5 duties. Went out to see Leon Thomas. So after the game, I'm getting ready. Had to do some stuff with the kids and all this other stuff. And after the Seahawks win, I'm so like, all right, what does this mean for the Niners? You know, I'm tweeting. I'm having a good time. I forgot the Kings were playing.
Oh, no.
I forgot the Kings were playing until like 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I pull it up. They're down 12 or 14 or something like that. I'm like, man, I'll watch it later. I go, then I'm going about business, going back into like talking about football. And then that's when the group chat happens. I thought Malik had gotten traded. I said, wait, what happened? And then they were talking, wait a minute, game's still going? They came back? And like, that's how it went down. Watch the end of it. Watch the rest of it. Watch it from start to finish this morning. But that's how locked in I was on this football game. That was all that mattered last night for me. And it was a great game.
Wow, the seventh win in 27 games didn't matter for you last night, huh? Wow. Wow. All right, Casey.
It was a great game last night.
Yeah, it was.
It was a great game. And I watched that game, and I had so many thoughts about the Rams and the Seahawks. Rams can be God.
So
what I felt about them for a while now, which is they're a good team, great offense, but if you can hold up to the pressure that the defensive line sometimes puts you on you, and you could start to get to those second layers, get to that linebacking core, get to the secondary, oh, you can go to work on the Rams. And I think that's what happened in the fourth quarter, at least.
Okay.
Early on, the Seahawks couldn't hold up to that pressure.
I agree, but I don't think to the extent. The game changed on that punt return.
Mm-hmm. That old random punt return in the first quarter. If you're listening to the call.
That Al Michaels. Like, Al Michaels, I can't. Was so confused by it. I don't know if he was looking for a flag. I don't know if he thought he saw one. I don't know what happened, but he was so perplexed by a player scoring a touchdown off of a punt return. And that flipped to me. That changed the game. Mm. You can't have special teams mistakes like that. Like, In a game of that magnitude, you can't have that. That doesn't feel like a defensive mistake to me. That's a special teams mistake. They did pick off Sam Darnold twice. I don't think they allowed a 100-yard rusher. That might be wrong. I wish I hadn't said that out loud. But I don't think they did.
No, I don't think Ken Walker had 100 yards.
I mean, I know they pulled maybe 400 yards in that game, 400-plus in that game.
You mean the Rams did?
The Seahawks did.
Did you see the
defense
the
gave it up. I don't think so.
Kenneth Walker had 100 on the dot.
Ah,
do your research, man.
I want to let me, because the stat was crazy.
He had a couple spectacular runs too, and that play where he stopped the touchdown. Like, I don't think it amounted to anything, but that play where he stopped the touchdown on the turnover was incredible because he came from the complete other side of the field. And again, you don't know what that's going to lead to, but he busted his ass to get that done.
Mm. I didn't know he had 100 yards rushing. I know he had a solid game, but I think it was 100 yards.
Well, he had the 55-yarder, but I thought he was in the vicinity of 70, something like that. But, yeah, as Jesse said, do your research, pal.
The first team in NFL history to have 500-plus yards, no turnovers, and three turnovers. You know, they forced three turnovers and lost the game.
So that was that stands out in big, giant, bold numbers. You put up that performance and lost. And the punt return, I think, is part of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a killer.
And that's
a killer.
Goes to the punt return changed the game. I agree with you 100%. But they couldn't do anything to stop that. The Seahawks, aside from the final drive, I think, was just marching down the field. That, like, the punt return, once again, I agree, it was a big momentum shift, but that's 7 points. They scored 38.
No, it just set it, but it set in motion. I think that got them to, I think that got it to 30 to 22,
mm-hmm.
if I remember correctly.
But they, 30-23, you're right. Or 22, you're right, because they had to do the 2-point conversion.
What a story the 2-point conversion was. Yeah. I've never seen that before.
That was crazy.
Like, I'll be honest too. I didn't know parallel meant backward until last night. Mm. I didn't know that was, I don't think I ever knew that was one and the same.
Well, you never know because, look, I'm in the minority. There's a couple people who like, yeah, I agree. I saw the same thing. But the interception in overtime, I think it was. Overtime that was overturned. I was always of the belief it can hit the ground as long as the player still controls it. And I thought that's what happened.
Mm.
But they were quick.
The
like
control
everybody.
Part is subjective, right?
I guess so. I thought when it hit the ground, his right hand had the football. It didn't move. It was in his right hand. It was secure. And he rolled over. But it was quick, and it was everybody in agreement. Herb Street, the Terry, whoever.
Was Mark Davis the official?
Probably.
Yeah.
They were in the Pacific Northwest. He couldn't
have
went to both.
Checked out.
But the official didn't waste no time going to watch the – no, it touched the ground. That's incomplete. Oh, wait a minute. I thought he – I don't know. So much like you're like being baffled about parallel meaning backwards –
Well, I wasn't baffled
by
it.
Well, I learned that, too. I learned that and
the rules analyst.
Terry McCullough.
Thank you. He said it. He was like, yeah, parallel is the same as backward. And he said it. I was like, I did not know that.
That's what I said. I
had no clue.
I learned that, too.
I thought backward meant backward. That feels very easy to me. But it to me, I don't think it was parallel. I think it was backward. But salute, I can't remember who it was, just picked up the ball.
Yeah, Claiborne.
Just picked it up.
Yeah.
And that wound up being the 2-point conversion there.
Man, so.
What a weird night.
It was a weird night. Fantastic game, too. Thursday night has been on fire this year.
Mm.
A lot better than last year. But I think that Rams defense giving up 38 to a team that could barely put up 15 the week before against the Colts.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And you gave up 38, and then the punt return is in there too. But like, it's not even like Darnold was like playing the game of his life. It wasn't even good, and they still found a way to get to 38. And when the game was in the balance. Oh, yeah, they marched down and got the touchdown and a 2-point conversion. So I think the Rams, they're not the worst defense or anything else like that. But I do think if you have the right scheme, if you have the right personnel, and you can hold up against that pass rush, you can get to them. We saw Carolina do that. They converted a couple of fourth downs for touchdowns against the Rams and put up 30-plus. So that's what I felt about them. Seattle? I came away from that saying.
Is anyone in the NFL good except the San Francisco 49ers?
Those teams are good, but I'm not talking about being good or not. I'm talking about being unbeatable the way that people looked at the Rams. And look at the
It was a three-loss, or two, I mean, for a chunk of the season, it was a two-loss.
Because they're a really good team.
Sure.
I don't look at them as unbeatable the way others do. That's all it is.
Okay.
Same with Seattle. They look at Seattle like, yo, I think Seattle has the best odds for the Super Bowl right now. Cool.
I didn't know that.
Cool. I think they can get got. And I would feel more confident going against, as the Niners, going against Seattle than I would the Rams.
Why?
The Rams, because I think the Rams are better than Seattle. I looked at that game last night.
Wait, say what you just said again?
I think the Rams are better
than. No.
I would feel.
You'd be more comfortable going against.
The Seahawks.
Than the Rams.
Than the Rams.
Because of the Rams offense?
Rams offense.
Because the Seahawks defense is probably substantially better.
It is. But they didn't have the best night.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Like, it was easy work for the Rams. That's just what I thought about the Rams.
But that, I also think that was the MVP on the other end of the field, too.
Well, that and Puka Nacua is just one of them ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's one of them ones, all right.
Good and bad.
Facts. He is one of them ones, all right. Good. It, like, poor Sean McVay.
Oh, no.
Al Michaels, I swear to God, on three different occasions, called the Los Angeles Rams the McVays.
Oh, man. All right, man.
I don't know if he was trying to be funny or if he was senile. He kept calling them the McVays.
Get him out of there.
All right.
It's not nice to let Al Michaels diminish over the years, like where he's talking like that. Like, just get him out before it gets worse. What was the guy's name? John Sterling, the Yankees radio guy we saw.
Well, they
about?
Let it happen to the Vegas Musburger.
Mm. Yeah.
Though some would argue Musburger stunk for 4 decades, so who cares?
I used to like Musburger. I thought he was good.
Yeah, I used to like Musburger too until I learned to read. I was like, oh, okay.
But, I mean, it's like, once again, it's not about there being no other better teams. It's I look at, can the 49ers match up with their own flaws? Like, the 49ers are not a flawless team. That defense is suspect. So I'm looking at some of these teams, and I say, can the 49ers overcome their shortcomings against said team? And I wasn't sure about the Rams before. Now I'm like, I think the path to victory is staying at playing a clean game and controlling the game with your offense. And because that defense is a little suspect on the second and third levels, mm-hmm. I think you can. Mm-hmm. Seattle, who has a great defense, I'd feel different about them if the Niners had to go to Seattle and play in Seattle against that defense, mm-hmm. as opposed to Week 18 being in Santa Clara. I feel a little bit more confident about that. But their offense outside of JSN, I don't know if they can. I look at the Rams and I say the Rams can take advantage of that 49ers weakness, which is their defense, and make it where the Niners can't come back from that. I don't feel that way about Seattle's offense.
Here's my opinion on this whole NFC West one seed thing. You wrote on the prestigious whiteboard over here. Great penmanship, by the way. Looks tremendous next to Kyle's nonsense handwriting. 49ers will be the one seed. Mm. Now, granted, that would have had a lot stronger whiteboard material had you done it yesterday.
Well, you can see, it's retroactive.
No. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
Kenny. It's retroactive.
Kenny.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He wrote 12-18 next to it. I thought that was a 19. 49ers will be the one seed. I think you're right. I agree with you. I think they're going to be the one seed. But I don't think they're winning the next 3 games. They obviously have to win the last one. Mm. And what I think is going to throw this, the one holdup I have is, are the Rams going to lose 2 times in the final 3 weeks of the season, especially when they have
Falcons,
Atlanta, yeah, Atlanta and Arizona coming up. Mm. And they would have to for this theory to work out. I think Seattle has Carolina next, and then San Francisco. The 49ers easily have the most difficult run of those three football teams, with a desperate, 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 desperate Colts team with a 44-year-old quarterback who is 1 week into his return.
At home, too.
A Chicago Bears team that I don't know what to do with. And then you've got that Seahawks game at the end of the year. The NFL is weird. And week after week, we see things where it's like, man, I can't believe that happened. I can't believe that happened. We see it in sports every night. You know, the Pelicans beat somebody last night. Dallas won last night. Like, you have, you know, stuff happens. I feel like that might happen in the NFC West here the last couple of weeks, and it could put the 49ers in a position where, just as you wanted, that game is for the one seed, but they don't go undefeated along the way. And the one that I have my eye on the most, because they can't lose, I mean, they can lose to Chicago. You would need Chicago, you know, to for some things to happen to them. The one I'm just really curious about is Monday. And it's just like, they fought so hard last week, and this could go two ways for me. They fought so hard last week, the Colts did, they're at it. That was it. That was everything that they had, and it might have been everything that Phillip Rivers had. But if it's not, like, this is like this, they have to win a football game.
Right.
And there's that phrase in sports, sometimes the most desperate team wins.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Indianapolis is more desperate than the San Francisco 49ers. I don't think either the 49ers or the Bears are desperate, though the 49ers lose Monday. It changes the complexion of that Sunday night game for them quite a bit. I think there's a lot of storyline ahead. There's a lot of stories to be told in the next 2 weeks headed into that final game against the Seattle Seahawks.
And in all seriousness,
help my math real quick. It's Colts Monday, that goes into Christmas. It's Bears Sunday night, that goes into New Year's.
So the
day after we come back, the day before we come back, that's the Seahawks game.
I don't think they've announced it, because it could be Saturday or Sunday.
Okay, got you. Got you. I just want to make sure I got them out.
Probably after this week they'll announce if it's. Maybe they'll wait till the last.
Yeah, they normally wait till till next Sunday's games are done.
Well, you're right to announce Sunday night football, but I would think if they're still at the point where they don't know if it's Saturday or Sunday, they got to let people know if it's Saturday or Sunday.
Sure.
You know. Yeah. So. I don't know. I don't. Maybe they already have. Maybe they already have, and I didn't see it. But I expect the Colts game to be tough. Like, I expect to get everything that the Colts have to offer in that game. Going on the road, Monday night. I expect that to be a tough situation. I expect all three games to be tough, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I thought about with the 49ers, and specifically with Kyle Shanahan, that I don't think they necessarily get enough credit for. And it's okay, because you just got to win the games. That's all that matters. Is routinely, since we've been doing the show at the very least, this is their time of year.
Final stretch of the season.
December and January. Sure. Kyle Shanahan's teams, year in and year out, outside of the two where they were injured and just out of it. But when it's winning time and they have a chance to a move, this is their time of year. And I feel like if it was the Bills or the Eagles or the Packers, we would lean on that a little bit more.
Sure.
We would lean on, like, now they've shown that this is when they rise to the occasion. This is when they play their best football. And they're doing it again. Like, the Niners are doing it again. They are playing their best football. Competition is going to step up in these next three games as opposed to the last four or five games. But that's kind of always been the mantra of this Kyle Shanahan team. We said it in August. Kyle said it in August. We want to get better as the season goes along and then have a chance in that final stretch. And that's where they're at. And I think this is their time of year. They're still laying under the radar, and it doesn't mean they're going to win games. But I love it. I was listening to national radio last night, and deservedly so. because the Seahawks won the game. They're the one seed. They're the favorites and all this other stuff. And, you know, I heard, yeah, it looks like the NFC going to go through Seattle or Los Angeles. And, you know, and that's where it's at. All right. Okay. And I think Kyle Shanahan and the boys in the locker room feeling the same way. You know, like, we literally – I heard people talking about the Bears. They're like, well, now there's a one seed opening for the Bears, and they can get that, which is true. But no mention of the team that literally one of the two teams that control their own destiny. They ain't got to worry about nobody else losing. They went out.
Yeah.
They're there.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody really mention it, and I think they like it that way. I think they like just kind of, we're just going to sneak up. We're going to do our job and sneak up and see where the cards may lie.
When you say this time of year, are you referring to just December?
December and January. I put the playoffs in there too.
Okay, let's stick with just January right now.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry. December.
Okay.
17-10 in Kyle's tenure as the 49ers head coach. 6-2 since 2021.
Mm.
That's according to ChatGPT, and that math on the 6-2 sounds
eight
wrong.
Eight games in
that might not
four
include
years.
That might not include this year.
Okay.
Which eight. They've won three.
Yeah.
Right?
I think
yeah, three.
Three.
I would, that could potentially be 9-2.
9-2, and I might even raise that up because that's what's that since 2021, how many seasons has there been? Three? 22, 23, 24, 25. There's four seasons.
This is, yeah.
So off the top of my head, that's 16 games.
So, that's why you don't go to ChatGPT for nothing. When was this?
Including this year is 16 games. Well,
see, maybe, that's why. See?
15 games.
See, y'all be relying on these AI things and they don't work. They don't work. They referenced an article from Yahoo Sports. Guess when the article was written?
Oh, yeah.
2 years ago. Let's do this real quick. Oh, we got to go. Hold on. I'm going to try this. Give me season.
My guess would be 10-4.
Hold on. Let's do this real quick. Come on. Come on, ChatGPT. Oh, you're supposed to be all advanced here. You and your little robot friends. Yeah, Kyrie made a bitch out of you guys. Now you don't want to work, huh?
Well, it's broken since you asked about the NFL salary cap.
Oh, it's still going. It's still going since the NFL salary cap. Let's go to. Oh, for God's sakes, this thing is stupid.
We'll have that record when we come back.
Let's be clear. If y'all using ChatGPT for something, y'all are dummies. This thing cut off in 2023. Kyle Shanahan's never lost a game in December, according to ChatGPT. We'll come back.
I'll have that stat with you guys.
ChatGPT says the Kings are 82-0.
Don't go anywhere.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I got numbers for you from the desk of Kyle Madsen.
Oh!
12-7. Kyle Shanahan is 12-7 in December since 2021. 10-4 in January.
Mm.
27-18 overall.
I got some numbers as well. I didn't get them as quick as Kyle.
God, let these numbers be the same.
Well, I think they are, just some different premises. Mm-hmm. I went back 1 year to the Super Bowl year, the 2019.
Okay.
And included this year. So if you include all that, it's 16-11 in December. If you take away the 2 years that they weren't contending, 2020 and 2024,
yeah,
he's 14-5 in December. When the games count, 14-5 in December since 2020. It's this time of year, man. It's their time of year. This is when they play. Once again, that doesn't guarantee a win or anything like that, but this is, you'd say it's a pattern, right? Like we've seen them in Absolutely. Two different seasons. Like they've kind of struggled as the season gone along, and then once November hit, they take off. And that's kind of been a little bit what happened this year. They were good. They dealt with injuries. I think the low point this year was 5-3, maybe 6-3 in the middle of the season, because they won 5 straight, right? So it might have been like it was 6-4. 6-4 was the low point of the season after they lost to the Rams. They're now 10-4.
Okay.
Won 4 in a row. That game, it's a little earlier than, you know, the premises, but that loss to the Rams was on November 9th to put them at 6-4.
Okay.
They won 4 straight. Like, this is what they do. Once again, the level of competition is going to step up.
Sure.
And that matters,
absolutely,
too.
You make that argument, it's going to start Monday.
Absolutely. No, that is when I'm starting it. I think even though I don't think the Colts are going to make the playoffs and stuff like that, they're still a good team.
Oh, I got you. You're saying the level of competition over the course of the last couple of weeks. I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you meant in December and going into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No. Like, starting on Monday.
I got you.
From what they've seen the last 4 games, it's going to be a different level of competition for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And we'll see what they can do with it. But, yeah, I just don't think he gets enough credit for it being – his time.
Speaking of great coaching, I don't know that this was pointed out on the broadcast because it was just a point where I had to stop listening. Mike McDonald recognizing we get nothing,
mm-hmm.
absolutely nothing, mm-hmm. if this game is tied.
I think Kirk did say that.
Okay, of course it was Kirk. Of course it was Herbie. Herbie knew. Yeah, you don't get anything here if you tie.
Yeah.
They had to win the game. Mm-hmm. And so to make that call, and God, just standing in the middle of the end zone.
That was crazy.
Just all alone,
yeah.
Which is how you have to guard on the final possession of a play now in the NBA to not get a foul called on you.
That was a foul.
Yeah.
That was a foul on Jalen Ramsey. He's not even on the team anymore.
What? Great job by Mike McDonald. I think I said Mike McDaniel. Mike McDonald in the Seahawks there in the that final moment.
Yeah, and you know what? I do want to – because Sam Darnold wasn't great in this game. Some would
he
say
was he, when he had to be.
Well, I was going to say he wasn't great in this game. Some would say he wasn't even good. But the two throws he made on that final drive, that one to Cooper Kupp was a dime.
Yeah.
That was a dime and a great catch by Cooper Kupp,
yeah,
who made a little, had a little redemption after fumbling that ball.
And that was a tough, I mean, that couldn't have been a cleaner, like, textbook hit.
Mm-hmm.
Just helmet to the ball that just sent that, yeah, that ball out there like
and
that.
That was tough. But what a pitch and catch by Sam Darnold and Cooper Kupp on that final drive. And then I thought the touchdown was that was a great pitch and catch as well by Sam Darnold. Then obviously on the 2-point conversion, surveying the field and finding the guy that was wide open. He made plays. He made the throws in the critical moments of that game, and he deserves credit for that.
Is the winner of the NFC in the NFC West?
The only reason I paused is because I thought about the Eagles.
Still.
Yeah, their defense is the real deal. And if they're able to be like the 2 seed, which I don't know if they can get to, but if they're able to be the 2 seed in everything except for the NFC Championship game, and depending on what happens with the 1 seed, everything might have to come through Philly.
I think they can if you take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can. They have to escape the Commanders twice, and the big one for them will be the Buffalo Bills next week.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they could that, because that would bring, well, that would bring Chicago down. But Green, I'll admit again, I don't know what that effing tie means.
Get rid of it.
I don't know how that factors into all of this. So either. You've it got that Chicago, like, Green Bay game this week.
Actually helps you more than it hurts you.
I don't. Like, yeah, right.
That's what always, because it's like, oh, they can't leapfrog this team because they got a tie. They got the same amount of losses, but they got to wait a minute. No, it feels like that. I don't know if that's actually what happens, but it feels like that's always what happens, is the tie keeps the team from being leapfrogged.
This is what I hate about ties is the math. I want to watch sports. I don't want to do math.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look at the score. I don't want to figure out, well, wait a minute, this is half a win and half a loss. Well, how does it factor into the rest of the teams that don't have half a win and half a loss, except the stupid-ass team that they tied with?
Hmm.
And they're not even in their division. Right. They're not even going to make the playoff.
Right. I think I'm a proponent of getting rid of the ties. And how do I work this out? The team that gets the ball second, if they give up a touchdown first, like what we had last night, the team that gets the ball second has to go for two.
Team who gets the ball second has to go for two.
Mm.
I like it.
And you can decide when you win the coin toss what you want to do. Maybe you want to have the ball first and put that pressure on them to have to beat you if they score a touchdown. But that's – somebody did that.
I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. It was the Commanders and the Broncos, how that game ended. And the Commanders went for two. And I was like, that's good. Good. We didn't have no tie. This is how it should be. Send it in, Jesse. Send it in.
It's a big week. Packers at Bears. Bucks at Panthers.
Mm. Who do you think's winning that division?
I'm gonna stick with my guys. My guys. I'm gonna stick with the Bucks. And sorry, that was visual. I pushed my glasses up to my nose. Sorry. I'll go Bucks staying. I still think they're the better team. They're just really not playing like it right now.
I can't believe Carolina lost twice to the Saints. Come on.
Oh yeah, that's inexcusable.
Come on.
That's inexcusable. You got Jaguars and Broncos. And the sneaky, interesting one, you got the Steelers in a big game this weekend. Steelers and Lions, I'm really glad I caught myself because I wrote Steelers-Ravens, and I was like, they don't play this week. I know they don't, but I know they're playing another 8-6 team. Who is it? It's Detroit.
Did you see Aaron Rodgers on that tush-push the other night? They did it.
First of all, you have to recognize what a weird sentence you just said out loud.
It's football.
I don't think I did.
They did a tush push with I think the running back or the tight end or whatever. And Rodgers, he's calling the play or whatever, running formation, and then it's clear that that guy's doing the push. And Rodgers just like it's visual, but arms folded, arms in the hand warmer, just chilling. And that's how he just watched the play.
He looked as disinterested as Al Michaels sounded last night.
Yeah, great. Great. You talk about the NFL, and you're right. Combine that with college football playoff. I know we railed on college football a couple weeks ago, but now that it's here, like tonight is lit. Tonight is Alabama, Oklahoma. Did you see the schedule for this weekend with football just in general? Got the college football playoff. And I think on Saturday at the same time, you have Miami and Texas A&M going up against Packers Bears. That's a double. Like, that's a two screen. I'm tapped in. To mention the games that you talked about on Sunday. Good weekend of football starting tonight.
Bama, OU. You got me. Mm-hmm. Other than that,
Miami A&M don't do nothing for you.
Yawn.
James Madison, Oregon.
No,
I don't.
Absolutely I don't, not.
I want to see what it looks like. I want to see what it looks like.
I'm not saying I'm not going to look. I'm saying I'm not looking forward to it. Let me flip the TV on real quick.
Yeah,
I'll leave it on. But I'm going to finish wrapping gifts. I'm going to do laundry, clean the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, I'm going to go sit in the front room. I got to watch games today. Mm-hmm. Like that's kind of the standard Sunday position. Or if there's an afternoon Kings game, it's like, hey guys, I got to go sit in the front room. If you need me, I'm right there. But I'm not doing that for any of these.
I was about to ask you, you're not doing that for OU Alabama?
I'll watch OU Alabama.
Are you watching Joshua Paul? Jake Paul, Anthony Joshua?
No, I'm not.
I'll watch that. I'm tapped.
Is that tonight?
Yeah, I'm tapped in. They did a good job.
Okay.
Because I don't know if it was Saturday night, if I would watch the same way, but it's Friday. There ain't nothing else going on.
So I'm putting a couple pieces of the puzzle together. I stepped out during the commercial break. I came back. You were asking Jesse if it's on the up and up. Was that about this?
Mm-hmm.
This is a work, right? And why is the other guy, your boy, making car videos talking about Anthony Joshua?
Oh, Tyson.
Yeah.
Well, what I think is going to happen is they're setting up a fight between those two. Tyson, who's retired, is.
Didn't Tyson knock his ass out?
No, they never fought.
Oh, they never fought?
Yeah, they never fought. It was Deontay Wilder who we fought.
Oh. Yeah.
And
okay.
Like in England and, you know, in the boxing world in general, Fury versus Joshua was like, it was going to be at Wembley. It was going to do.
How old is Anthony Joshua?
36.
Tyson maybe? Fury.
Maybe around the same age.
All right, man. I don't understand the game.
Tonight, I think it's real. But there was some stuff during the face-off this week where I was like,
"Would they kiss?" That's
no, I just didn't
Jake
like
Paul does.
I didn't like Anthony Joshua's demeanor. It was a little too, and he's not like the super intense guy in general. That's why I'm like, I don't know where to go with it because he's not ever been like a super intense, like, "Don't touch me" type guy. Also, I'll turn this table over. That's not who he is.
Turn this table over.
That's not who he is. So he was more like just how he normally is, but I don't know. But I'm going to watch. I'm going to have it on in Alabama OU on the other TV. I think this is a loft night. It's a loft night.
Respect for those who aren't in on that. The loft is where Kenny's TVs are. It's like six of them.
Only two.
That are in this. He calls it a loft, but it's really just a massive space in his house.
Although the cool thing about that in. For somebody like me who likes excess and options is when I go quad box on both TVs. Oh man, that's dope. Eight games going on right there in front of me.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.